John Pilger talks about drafting.
I'm certainly very pedantic. I'm at the moment, as we speak, going through the fourth proof from my regular column in the New Statesman. And I think one of the reasons I write for the New Statesman is they tolerate me. They send me proofs through the facts, and I keep changing them. I keep adjusting them. I change them back. I keep refining it. I've always done that. When I started out on the road as a correspondent, it was amazing in those days when you think I was meant to be writing something that had a certain urgency about it. I would spend several days crafting it, and I would worry that I was very slow, but in fact I'm not slow, I'm very fast. But I do spend a lot of time polishing the words. I think that's part of the fun of writing, really.
Anna Davin, historian and author.
I love revising. The hardest thing for me is the first draft. Once I've got something down, the bones of what I'm doing, then I love to play with it and enlarge it and revise. I'll often start my work each day, if I'm in a writing phase, by reading what I wrote the day before, and I may completely rewrite it, but it'll take less time to rewrite than it took to write in the first place. So then I've got time to go on again, and gradually the chapter will build itself up in that way. But I really enjoy revising and trying to cut out anything that's fuzzy or unnecessary, to get it reading as clearly and sharply as possible, without wasted words, without ambiguities, with lots of examples, and so that it leaps off the page for the reader.
John Humphreys.
I'm constantly not so much redrafting as rethinking. Scarcely a sentence survives. I write, in the case of the Sunday Times, about 1,500 words, and most of my sentences are fairly short, so that's a lot of sentences in one column. And I doubt that more than half a dozen of them survive the writing process. I rewrite almost every sentence one way or another, either as I'm going along, because I reread a great deal, I go back over what I've read all the time, or in the final reread, as it were, and then an awful lot gets changed. And I edit constantly as I'm going along. It has to be, in my case, about 1,450 words, and that's that. And if it's much more or much less, you have to do something about it. So there is a constant editing process going on as well as the redrafting process.
Richard Dawkins.
Always, every time you read through what you're writing, try to anticipate what could be misunderstood here. Who could get this wrong? What kind of mistake could a reader make at this point? Have I put it in such a way that, oh my God, he could have thought I meant so-and-so, when actually I meant so-and-so? I've got to change those words round to make it no longer possible for that misunderstanding to be made.
From the Open University. For more information, go to www.open.ac.uk/use.